ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 17। ईश्वर आलंबनम चित्तम कुर्वतो अनन्यराधसः माया गुणमयी राजन् स्वप्नवत् प्रत्यलीयत। ईश्वरालम्बनं चित्तं कुर्वतो अनन्यराधसः मायां गुणमयी राजन् स्वप्नवत् प्रत्यलीयत। वर्ड मीनिंग ईश्वर आलंबनम कंप्लीटली टेकिंग शेल्टर एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। कंप्लीटली टेकिंग शेल्टर एट द Lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Chittam, consciousness. Kurvataha, fixing. Ananyaradhasaha, for Ranti Deva, who was undeviating and desired nothing other than to serve the Supreme Lord. Maya, the illusory energy. Gurumayi, consisting the three modes of nature. Rajan, O Maharaj Parikshit. Swapnavat, like a dream. Pratyaliyata, merged. Translation and proffered by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Bho Maharaj Parikshit, please chant after me. Bho Maharaj Parikshit, because King Ranti Deva was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious, and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, couldn't exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for him, Maya entirely vanished. Exactly like a dream. Very nice. Puppet. As it is said, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar. Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Adhikar. Just that there is no chance that darkness can exist in the sunshine, in a pure Krishna conscious person, there can be no existence of Maya. The Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Devi Hesha Gudamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mame Vaje Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. If one wants to be free from the influence of Maya, the illusory energy, one must become Krishna conscious and always keep Krishna prominent within the core of his heart. Please repeat with me. If one wants to be free from the influence of the Maya, the illusory energy, one must become Krishna conscious. One must become Krishna conscious and always keep Krishna prominent within the core of his heart. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord advises that one always think of me, Manmana Bhava, Mad Bhakta Bhava, Mad Yaji, Mam Namaskuru. In this way, by always being Krishna minded or Krishna consciousness, one can surpass the influence of Maya. Maya metam taranti te. Because Rantidev was Krishna conscious, he was not under the influence of the illusory energy. This word Swapnavad is significant in this connection. Because in the material world, the mind is absorbed in materialistic activities. When one is asleep, many contradictory activities appear in one's dreams. When one awakens, however, these activities automatically merge into the mind. Similarly, as long as one is under the influence of the material energy, he makes many, many plans and schemes. But when one is Krishna conscious, such dream-like plans automatically disappear. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances to all. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter, in this canto, we are continuously listening the dynasty of Moon Dynasty, Chandravansh. Ninth canto is called Ishanu Katha. everybody knows Ishanu Katha. Just like the ten Lakshanas, ten, what is your characters? Ten subject matters. Among that ten subject matters, one is Ishanu Katha. What does it mean, Ishanu Katha? Ish Katha, by Krishna's Katha, we can hear, we can listen the activities of Krishna. But in Ishanu Katha, the name indicates, Ish means the Lord, Anu means the follower. It means, we listen, we are going to listen the activities, the ways how a devotee lives. How is his activities? What is the lifestyle of a devotee? And this ninth canto is very much essential for the devotees. Why? Because when one devotee sees another devotee, how he is maintaining his devotional life, how many difficulties come in his life, and how he surpasses, how he overcomes the difficulties. That's why the devotees, the story of devotees are mentioned here, Ishanu Katha. So in this canto, we are listening so many, many exalted kings. In Surya dynasty, the Sun dynasty, and in the Moon dynasty. Actually, the Moon dynasty also comes from the Sun dynasty. It is not a big thing. So Ranthidev is the one of the king. And what we are going to learn from this chapter, you see, so many days we are continuously listening about Ranthideva. And this is the final thing. This text, it gives the final thing, the final conclusion of that devotee's devotional service. What is he doing? And what is the last situation? What should be done? What to be done? That is mentioned here. My dear friends, you know very well, Ranthidev was a king, and in devotional service, so many ways. Prahlad Maharaj mentioned nine kinds of devotional service. But there are so many subdivisions also. So here Ranthidev, he is practicing the one kind of devotional service, that to see Lord everywhere. In 11th canto, when Krishna finally instructed to Uddhava, Uddhava said, "My dear Prabhu, now you are ready to go to your own abode. Please give us very sweet and simple sadhana so that we can cross over the nascence." So my dear friends, you can see the statement. Krishna says, "Uddhav, the best sadhana I am telling you. What? Every day, by rejecting your pride, by rejecting your shame, ane lajya or abhiman chhod karke, lajya means shame and pride, abhiman, you pay obeisances to all. To whom? To gadha, to an ass, to a goat, to a horse, anybody, any entity comes before you, please pay obeisances. And in this way, it is very easily you will cross over the nascence. Final instruction. Pay respect to everybody. You know, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to give samman, to give respect to others. And what to speak of gadha, what to speak of donkey? Suppose in Vrindavan, one Gadha is coming, donkey is coming. Can you give respect to Gadha? No, it is not possible. It is a very difficult thing. Very, very difficult. But this type of devotional service Ranthidev was practicing. So how you know? Because the story is given here. He was a king. Very, very highly he was giving charity, donating everything to their prajas, to their citizens. What happens? Maybe there is a sukha pad gaya kya Maharaj? Drought. Maybe a drought is there. So all the citizens were in trouble, and Ranthidev gave all his properties, all his sasyaj, anaj kya kahenge? Grains, everything he gave. And dadata, by giving this, his rajakosha, his godown was empty. You know, all the king, okay, the citizens, they have their small godowns, but the king, the country, had the big godowns, grain godowns. But what happened? Everything finished. And the final days came, Ranthidev used to fast. How many days passed? 48 days, almost 1.5 months. Not half day fasting, Saurabha Prabhu. Ekadasi is for fasting, but we are taking 2 times, 3 times, so many things, alu banda. But 48 days means 1.5 months completely fasting. In history, we can see so many persons, they have done fasting. Almost Dhruva Maharaj was fasting for 6 months. Almost fasting, in the first month, he took 10 times, only 10 days. 10 times. That is also, starving, yes. Only one month, 10 times, another month, dry leaves, five times, and then the third month, nothing. And in Sun Dynasty, there was a king, Ambarish. He took only water, and by taking water, he fasted for 1 year. What to speak of 48 days? Ambarish Maharaj fasted for 1 year because when Durvasa wanted to finish Ambarish, then Sudarshan Chakra run after him. What is this called? Pushing, thrashing, usko bhagata hua. Chasing. Sudarshan Chakra chasing Durvasa Muni. He run. So, nothing to, but king was a very humble person. He thought, as long as Durvasa is not coming here, as long as we are not feeding Durvasa, we will maintain fast. 1 year fasting. So you see, the big kings, also the activities are varying. Till that point, one is should not be considered as a big person, big man, as long as he doesn't do some big things. Dhruva Maharaj did the big things. Ambarish did the big things. Muchkunda did the big things. So many big things. So here Ranthidev, after 48 days, then the day came for the examination. You follow me? Examination. Unless we examine, we cannot promote our student from the class 1 to the class 2. Examination is must. Without examine, nothing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find 50 times examination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining his personal servant Govinda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking examination from Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami taking tests from Jagadananda Pandit. So many, everywhere, in any chapter you find in the Antalila, examination. Sometimes Krishna also takes tests. Madhavendra Puri, Pariksha Karite Krishna Kaila Agyadan, Pariksha Kariya Sese Haila Dayavan. To test Madhavendra Puri's determination, Krishna gives the order. What? Madhavendra, I know you beg nothing from nobody, but my order, go to Orissa, bring Malay Chandan and smear on my body, then my body will be cool. Do Madhavendra Puri has the vow? Even what to speak of Malay Chandan, he didn't beg even glass of water from anybody. Ajachit vritti. But Pariksha is there. Rantidev, the great devotee, if there will be no test, so I think the subject matter will not be included in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there is a test, my dear friends. We should be ready for the test. Everywhere there is test. Without test, no promotion. Have you promoted from one class to another class without giving any test? So, devotional service, test. The final day came. Rantidev was ready for the test. Krishna will see, the whole world will see the victory of Rantidev. What is happening? After 48 days, one plate of food is coming. That is the plan of Ishwar, coming. Rantidev thought, okay, one plate came and we must take it. Family also there. Somebody may ask, Rantidev was fasting, but why whole family? Because this is the Bharatiya Sanskriti. If one person, if the pati is doing observation, so that will be followed by his wife. Just like Amrish was doing Ekadas, Dwadashi Vrat, his queen also doing Dwadashi Vrat. Because husband and wife, they are not two things, they are one. That's why the wife is called Ardhangini. Ardhangini means the best half. The wife and husband, they are both are one. Rantidev and the whole family was fasting 48 days. Rantidev thought, okay, this plate we have to divide. In the meantime, one Brahmin guest came. My dear king, I am very hungry. Please give. So he divided. Half of the portion he gave. Then another half. Then one Shudra came. You know the story. Shudra came. So then he divided. Then he gave. Then after that, you know, one person came with his doggies. The last limit of the examination, the last limit of the test. Suppose you are going by your car from here Vrindavan to Delhi. I can request you, Prabhuji, you are going to Delhi, please give me one lift. Okay, sit. Then I said, okay, I will come with you, my friend will come, and my friend's wife will come. And not only wife, his dog will come. Will you be ready? No, please. Please hire another taxi. Please come. Certainly I cannot give you the lift. But you see, the text is so heavy. The person is coming with his dogs. My dear king, I am also hungry. My dogs are also hungry. Please feed. Rantidev had everything. Why? Just like we discussed, Rantidev was seeing the Lord everywhere. It is not that with a hatred, with a bittering, Rantidev was giving. No. He is giving its food, own food, with humble, with a folded hand, and he was seeing the Sakshat Lord, the Supreme Personified, directly. Yes, he is my Lord, and he came in this rupa. In this way, my Lord came here. This is the thing. Everywhere. So finally, one chandal came. Pulkas. I am very thirsty. Please give me water. Only one glass of water was there, and that is also not sufficient for one body, one person also. Then finally Ranti Dev gave. Pay obeisances. And he prayed the Lord.
Nakamaye Nath tadapyaham kvachit. Nakamaye Nath tada. Nakamaye aham gatimi swarat param astardhi yuktam apunar bhavam va arti prapadye khil deha bhajam antasthito yena bhavanti adukha.
My Lord, my dear Lord, please help me. What kind of help? Please give me permission. I can reside in every living entity's heart. What suffering they are suffering, I have to suffer on behalf of them. Why they will suffer? I do not want the moksha. I do not want the liberation. I do not want to go the Vaikuntha. Please help. This was the final praying of Ranti Dev. So what happened? By this test, the heart of the Lord was melted. You know that Sudra, that Pulkas, they were no other than Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. The Tridev were manifested. Ranti Dev bowed down, they blessed everything. The test was over. Ranti Dev was passed, not first, the best one. Ranti Dev get the degree, best one. The Ishwar pleased. So what happened when the Ishwar pleased? The test is over, then this verse says, Ishwar alambanam chittam kurvato ananya radhasa maya gunamai rajan svapnavat pratiliyata. This maya, the whole spiritual practice target, how to overcome the maya. The big sages, the big spiritualists, the big philosophers, they try to overcome the maya. But here, I think so many beautiful verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But amongst the beautiful verses, I think this will be the most beautiful verse. The devotees, we are here. Why? To overcome the maya. All the shastras, all the Vedas say three things. Nothing more than that. What are those? The Lord, the Maya, we are the living entity. We have no option. Either you have to go towards the Lord, otherwise you have to go towards the Maya. You have no choice. Don't think that we have so many choices. Only two options. We are the marginal potency. We have to go here, there. T point is there. T point, you understand? T point. Go here, go there. No option. So to cut the knot of the maya, the whole spiritual practice points. But here, very easily, Ishwar Alambanam. ईश्वर आलंबनम. व्हाट इज दैट ईश्वर आलंबन? रंतिदेव्स हार्ट वॉज कंप्लीटली मर्स विद द थॉट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. एक्सेप्ट लॉर्ड ही वॉज थिंकिंग नथिंग. आलंबन, यू नो आलंबन, आलंबन. What does it mean by आलंबन? आलंबन, anyone know? आलंबन, आलंबन, the very simple meaning is that सपट, supporting something, just like creeper. Creeper is going up. Without support, that creeper cannot go up. You know, that something hard support is necessary. That is called आलंबन, आलंबन. So our consciousness, our mind needs some support. That is Ishwar. That Ishwar can give us permanent shelter, permanent alamban. You are taking shelter your father, mother will die. No alamban. You are taking shelter of the society, society will finish. You see in corona pandemic, nobody is ready to help nobody. Oh, Corona is very nice. Corona is opening our eyesight. My dear friends, nobody is here to support, nobody help us. Akele aaye ho, akele jaoge. Single you came, single we go. So the intelligent person, they take the nicest shelter. Aisa alamban, that support, he will not reject me. Even I go to narak, he is all with me. You know, that is fact. If we are in narak, Ishwar also with us. So Rantidev was the intelligent person. King Ishwar alambanam chittam kurvato ananya radhasa. Ananya radhasa means without any material desire. Why? If by worshipping the vigraha we desire anything, our consciousness will be there. Only this is the vaya media. Oh, Jai Jagadish Hari, by worshipping this prayer, give me so much riches, give me beautiful wife, give me post and position. What's nonsense? Our mind will be there. So ananya radhasa means except the Lord, we want nothing. Nothing is needed. Anya vilasita sunyam. Ananya, no anya. Krishna, you are mine, I am yours. In between you and me, nothing is there. Your family, no. Your society, no. Your friends, no. Nothing. Jaya, Dara, Suta, Bandhu, Pashu, Parikshit Maharaj rejected, abandoned everything. Friends, this is the bhakti. In between Krishna and me, nothing should exist. So Rantidev did that. Then what is the result? What is the consequences? Maya gunamai rajan. Maya, the illusionary potency, gunamai, sukshmam, daivim, anirvachaniyam. Nobody in this material world, no philosopher can explain what is maya. No. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Kavir Harir Antariksha. Antariksha was the great philosopher, devotee, the son of Rishabdev. He mentioned, he tried to define maya. No, I can't define. So then what is maya? Srashti sthiti antakarani. Esa Bhagavat maya. Rajan, Janak, what is maya? Oh, creates, maintains, annihilates. This is maya. That's why maya is called anirvachaniya. It is also beyond our mind, our intelligence. And gunamai means everywhere there is attraction and distraction. Raga dves, vishaya, objects, enjoyable, attractive things. Oh, laddu is there, attracts. belly ever attract to laddu? Oh, so many cool ice cream is there. Oh, tongue is attracted. Gudumai. Down the bed is there. Oh, skin is attracted. Isn't it? Very nice, sweet song. Air is attracted. Gudumai. Everywhere you find the object and the senses. Gudumai. Mai mane, you know, in Vyakaran, there is a pratyakayat mayat. Just like you can say, oh, jalmay. Everywhere there is water and water. Except water, you can find anything. So, gudumai. Everywhere there is maya. My dear friends, if somebody is just telling you, everywhere there is maya, then what is the nearest place where you can find maya? Tell me, M.Tech student. If somebody says, everywhere is maya, and what is the nearest place? Anybody? What is the nearest place? Yes, very nice. Thank you. Dhanyavad. Because if everywhere there is maya, the very nearest place is our chitta, our mind, our intelligence is there. So we should find maya from there, from the origin. If you finish the tree, you should not cut the tree from the half. You can uproot the tree, then tree is finished. So before conquer the Kama, Arjun asked, where is Kama resides? Krishna says, Indriyani manabuddhi rasya adhisthanam uchyate. Unless you know the place, how can you conquer? How can you fight? So maya resides where? In our chitta, in our consciousness. The very closest place. So what happened? That chitta, that consciousness was always merged with the thinking of the Lord. Then what is the consequences? Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar. Oh, where is sunshine? There is no darkness. If you go to the sun planet and you ask, oh Vibhaswan, how the night looks like? How the night looks like? If you go to the Mr. Donald Trump and you ask him, Mr. Trump, please tell me what is poverty? Garibi kya hoti hai? Nobody. What is garibi? It is said that if the dry rice is not available, the king is advising palau khao. Palau khao. So, if Krishna is there, no maya is there. How swapnavat pratilyat? No difficulty. No hardship, कोई कठिनाई नहीं है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, without any difficulty, माया vanished. How? Only simple thing. Big philosophers they are trying, but the devotees simple, consistently meditating upon Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, माया finished. Without any pain, without any difficulty. How? Just like you have very much pain now because yesterday was Ekadasi, today is Dwadasi, all fasting is. If somebody fasts Nirjala or something by little taking, then he feels pain because hunger is there. How your hungry will be vanquished? How? When you take the food. Similarly, when one takes the food, immediately he feels healthy and his hunger finishes and his mind, oh, Hare Krishna. He feels nice. Bhakti parasanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trika ek kal in one time, similarly. So when Ranthidev was fixed the meditation of the Lord, actually it is not so easy. 48 days of fasting, still Rantidev's mind was undisturbed. This is the heaviest test.
हैवी टेस्ट। माया प्रत्यलियत, माया गुणमय राजन स्वप्नवत प्रतिलियत। दिस ड्रीम इज सो मेनी थिंग्स इन भागवत शास्त्र, सो मेनी थिंग्स। चेतः खलुस्य बंधाय मुक्तये चात्मनो मतम गुणेशु सक्तम बंधाय रतम बापुंसी मुक्तये। द चित्त द कॉन्शसनेस इज वन, वन में थिंक कृष्णा, वन में थिंक माया, नो ऑप्शन, जस्ट आई हैव टेल टी पॉइंट इज देयर। सो रंती देव वॉज अ फॉर्चुनेट किंग एंड ही पुट हिज होल कॉन्शसनेस by meditating, by chanting the name, by thinking the Lord, and the Maya finished. Otherwise, you see, Prabhupada mentioned so many plans, so many yojanas, because when the person was sleeping in dream, so many things he sees, but when he is awakened, everything is finished. Without any difficulty? Have you any difficulty if your sapna, if your dream finishes? Any difficulty? No difficulty. Very easily. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. Similarly, my dear friends, when one constantly thinks upon Krishna, then the illusory potency finishes. Without any trouble, without any difficulty, without giving any problem. So my dear friends, this sloka is the best sloka, the best teaching. How we overcome the maya? By keeping Krishna. I think in this chapter, in this purport, this is the very nice purport. If one wants to be free from the influence of the maya, the illusory energy, one must become Krishna conscious and always keep Krishna prominent within the core of his heart. This is the final instruction. So Rantidev test was over and the Lord was very pleased. The maya finished. What do you want more? No more. Hey Krishna, kripa karo, ashirvad banai rakho, please bless on me and please help us. We can continuously think of you. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Any question? Yes.
Thank you, Guru. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Guru, if we look at the translation, it looks like comparison. Sukadev is like comparison.
Comparison.
Comparing, like, for Parishit, we are not careful enough. Rajidev is careful enough. Or something like that. In other words, what we say, if you look at it properly, you will see that He's giving to Parishit how Ranti Dev able to compromise.
Yeah.
Means that Parishit was not careful enough, was not absorbed in the thought of Krishna enough.
Parishit?
Yeah. That is what like reflection of the top of the
Sukadev. They are Nitya Siddhas. They are Nitya Siddha. Parikshit, but no Maya. The fortunate king, Rantidev was fortunate. The king Parikshit was more fortunate. Why? Rantidev, after 48 days of fasting, he saw the Lord. But Parikshit Maharaj, when is Matrigarbha in the, what is called in English? In the womb of mother, Parikshit Maharaj saw the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj, no Maya, no Maya. He was a Nitya Siddha, he is completely free. In Bhagavad, all the characters are Nitya Siddhas, Nitya Muktas. Any question? Maharaj, comment. Any question? Yes.
this point that you mentioned, the devil about testing.
Test, yes.
Because I can feel like in the beginning my spiritual life was so easy in comparison.
Yes.
In the beginning I was like so happy all the time in the streets going to sankirtan and devotion. My mind was more easy engaged in devotional service. And also now I'm crossing so much testing in Vrindavan anymore. Like I was talking with Hunkar Prabhu, like I never feel me so much in Maya like now. And I'm in Vrindavan because I feel so much like comfort. You know, like everything is there. You know, nice prasad, nice comfort, everything. And now I'm crossing like this testing. You know, like I'm in Vrindavan in the more pure place, but my mind cannot be fixed in Krishna consciousness. No? And I want to ask you about this, why in the beginning it was so easy for me, but now I'm crossing this testing, why I cannot be fixed, I want to enjoy more, I want to like this, and I can understand what is happening, or what I can do properly, maybe if you can tell me a little bit more about this testing that start growing, become you start making more gears, making the devotional service, this testing start coming more big.
Okay. You know, have you seen some rounds or sometimes there is some running test is there and so many hurdles are there, you know, by jumping there and is walking there, you know some like run, suppose half kilometer, 200 meters run testing, and so many hurdles are there. You can go up, then jump, then curving here and there, then finally you have to reach the destination. If our aim is fixed, if our aim is determined, usahat nishayat, the Rupa Goswami gives the instruction, first is enthusiasm and the second one is nishaya. Nishaya means determination. If you are determined, then very easily one can cross over the tests. One can pass the test. If somebody is not determined, no, it is very difficult. Determination is, suppose anybody insulted you and you are determined, I have to do this. Then so many obstacles will come. You will cross it. If you have no determination, you see in this world, those persons who have success, they have determination and they have passed. Test is there. It is not that they are free from the test. No, tests are there. They are free because determination. And materially, when the students are preparing for the ICS, IAS exam, you see it is topmost examination, IAS. So heavy determination there, so many problems, so many obstacles are there, they passed. So first you have to determine. Determine, isn't it? You think it happen. Without determination, no test is given. No test is given. If you are going here and there, so what is the test? What is the test? If you final, I have to go straight, then problem will come. Tomorrow, you take a vow that tomorrow morning, I will not touch the money. I will not touch money. You will see the money will come towards you. There it is. Are you following me, getting me? This is the thing. So determination is needed, I think. Yes, Maharaj. Yes.
48 days, every single cell of his body.
Yes.
By thrashing his body. Even not only him, his wife was next to him.
and a small 5-6-year-old prince like that.
Yeah.
They have all the similar situation. And then by progressing of the guru, and then all of a sudden,
Yeah.
So, Maharaj, don't you have to make decision? You could have decided when you will be not my prince, my child, my son, who I love like his own blood and flesh. But you know, first Brahman should be. So, Krishna sometimes put a good word, such a upward position.
Yes.
For tasting. And what is the, why does Krishna put such an upward position? Because Krishna wants to increase his glory.
Yes.
Like sometimes the gold shield.
Yeah.
Put straight in there.
In fire. Yes.
So, what is his intention? He wants to become
it. Yeah.
The gold becomes more brilliant.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, but same time, we should not think that I am in difficulty in Krishna station. We are not that type of people. We are suffering due to our own karma. So, Krishna always, wherever we go, we are put a person in that condition, they always pass the question.
Yes.
Krishna makes sure that the devotee should not fail.
Yes. According to the capacity of the devotee, so Krishna give the test. Yes. Yes, that is the thing. Yes, nice. So, actually, एक कहावत है ना, अगर रावण विलेन ना होता तो राम की क्या ग्लोरी है. The villain, if the villain is heavy, then the heaviest villain is given to hero ko bada banane ke liye. To yes. What is? Yes. No, in our life also, when you do devotional service, small tests also come. We have to think. Suppose we determine, okay, if somebody is chastising me, I have to tolerate. You see, when you take this vow, tomorrow will be some person will be ready by the providence or somehow or other. That person will come and he will chastise you. We have to tell it. If you have taken vow, as a test normal doesn't come to ordinary persons. Just like Maharaj says, to glorify, to make the glory of the devotees, Krishna gives the test. If Madhavendra Puri would not bake the sandalwood, then what is the glory? If Ranti Dev would fail, then no question of this story. If Ambarish Maharaj would take prasadam, no glory, nothing. So big tests come to the big persons to make them big, to make them successful. Hare Krishna. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि.